The last years of the Brezhnev era were a period of deep mistrust between the Soviet Union and the United States. As disarmament talks stumbled and both countries expanded their nuclear arsenals, the popularity of the peace movement in the West grew. The governments of communist countries saw this as an opportunity to try to influence Western public opinion, and Radio Prague's English language broadcasts were part of this process.
Radio Prague asks, why the anti-war movement?
Those were the opening words of a Radio Prague documentary in 1983. In June of that year, Prague had hosted the biggest international anti-nuclear weapons conference to date, with the rather cumbersome title, The World Assembly for Peace and Life Against Nuclear War. Many Western peace organisations, including Britain's influential Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament, avoided the event, seeing it as an Eastern Bloc political platform. But over 3,500 delegates did take part. Radio Prague broadcast a special report on the event, making it clear who it thought was to blame for the arms race.
Washington is bent on spending trillions on MX, Midgetman, Trident II and other missiles, on laser beam weapons, nerve gas and other means of mass annihilation.
All of this has aroused concern among peace-loving people everywhere, and has generated an unprecedented and ever-rising tide of the peace and anti-war movement, even in Mr. Reagan's own land.
The report then continued with interviews with some of the delegates.
Dr. Ellen Bresch, National Council of Churches, New Zealand.
The important thing to me is that these people from all their separate countries are speaking and being together, getting to know one another, and showing the world that all over the world, there are people of significance, representing movements of significance, who really want to see an end to this nuclear threat.
Amarjeet Singh Sahni, a lawyer from Karnal, Haryana State, India.
It's not the government which is going to die if there's a war. It's everybody, it's the concern of the common man. So common man has to be a part of the organization, a part of the movement, peace movement, and it should be made universal.
Karen Talbot, an American member of the International Secretariat of the Assembly.
There has been a tremendous explosion of actions for peace in the United States, especially the freeze movement, the movement calling for a freeze of nuclear weapons bilaterally. And there has been action on every level in the United States, the smallest communities in to the largest cities.
The program concluded by looking at the peace movement as represented in different groups in society, starting with politicians and educators, and then moving on to
artists.
Today, we need to think of art, intelligent, seeable, readable, likeable, entertaining, and purposeful art, as a militant expression in the struggle for peace.
Women.
We have so much in common that we are truly sisters. Our love for all children, our instinctive capacity to nurture and protect, our inexhaustible determination to guarantee the survival of life.
And to the sound of Beethoven's Ode to Joy, Radio Prague's report on the 1983 World Assembly for Peace and Life Against Nuclear War ended.